This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there. I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The Melbourne AIDS Memorial Quilt, which commemorates hundreds of Victorians who died during the AIDS crisis, has received official heritage listing in the state in an Australian first. In total, the Melbourne AIDS Memorial Quilt consists of 27 quilts. The local project followed the AIDS Memorial Quilt movement in the United States in the 1980s. In Melbourne, volunteers at Fairfield Hospital first coordinated the quilt in 1988. Today, it consists of 209 panels, each one made by loved ones as well as volunteers working with community groups. Russia's foreign minister has banned around 121 Australians, including out gay ABC journalist Patricia Karvelis, from entering the country indefinitely over what it termed a Russophobic agenda. The list included prominent Australian journalists, mining magnates Gina Rinehart and Andrew Twiggy Forrest, ABC chairperson Ida Buttrose, and South Australian Premier. The Foreign Ministry's statement said that entry to the Russian Federation for these persons is closed on an indefinite basis in response to the growing sanctions of the Australian government, which apply to an increasing number of Russian citizens. A judge-only trial has found two young men not guilty of the grinder killing of 56-year-old Canberra man Peter Keeley. Initially, three 17-year-old youths faced murder charges following the discovery of Peter Keeley's body. A dog walker found the body near the small New South Wales town of Brulee in February 2020. Peter Keeley had been bound with tape on his ankles, wrists, and head. However, only two of the accused, now aged 19 and 20, went to trial. Both pleaded not guilty to murder, but guilty to aggravated kidnapping. A transgender student has survived a suicide attempt after their New Zealand Catholic school told them God doesn't make mistakes. Attending Bethlehem College in Tauranga, New Zealand, it has been alleged that the student was prohibited from wearing the uniform of their preferred gender. The student was also not allowed to go by their preferred name or pronouns. They were threatened with suspension if they did not adhere to the uniform policy and were referred to by their dead name by teachers. And in a setback to Japan's LGBTIQ community, a court in Osaka has ruled that the country's ban on same-sex marriages was not unconstitutional. The court dismissed the case filed by two gay couples and one lesbian couple and rejected their demand for 1 million yen in damages for each couple for unjust discrimination. Japanese law defines marriages between two sexes. The Osaka court held that there had not been enough public debate on the issue of recognising same-sex couples. That was your news update. Now to Jacqueline with your sport report.
Cycling's world governing body, International Cycling Union, has introduced new regulations impacting transgender athletes. The policy change requires testosterone levels are below 2.5 nanomol for 24 months instead of 5 nanomol for 12 months. The ruling comes into effect on July 1, meaning that 21-year-old British trans cyclist Emily Bridges will not be able to compete until 2024. Bridges has criticised the ruling, saying there's a last-minute moving of the goalposts. Swimming's world governing body, FINA, has voted on a new policy regarding transgender swimmers at an extraordinary general congress in Budapest. A report presented by a transgender task force recommends an open category and bans male-to-female transgender swimmers from racing at elite levels unless they transitioned before the age of 12. Two-time gold medal-winning Olympic champion Dame Kelly Holmes has come out aged 52. Holmes, who won gold for Team GB in the 800 and 1500 metre races at Athens in 2024, said life in the public eye made it difficult to come out publicly, compounded by fears of sanctions for same-sex relationships while serving in the Women's Royal Army Corps. The retired athlete says she is finally free after breaking her silence. And Maybelle Blair, who helped inspire the iconic 1992 sports comedy A League of Their Own, starring Tom Hanks, Gina Davis and Madonna, has publicly come out aged 95. Baseball legend Blair was an original player in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in the 1940s. At the launch of the new Amazon TV series, Blair shared she was thrilled young players can share their sexual identity, saying, "I think it's a great opportunity for these young girl ball players to come to realise they're not alone and you don't have to hide."
Thanks, Jacqueline. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week. or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app, distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.